2021年，南宁市直属学校四大学区中考第二次模拟联考。一，听句子，选图片。你将听到五个句子，请在下列六幅图中选出与所听句子内容相符的图片，每个句子读一遍。
Number 1. Mr. Green likes reading newspapers in the morning. Number 2.
No talking in the library.
Number 3. Lily cannot wait to try on her new trousers. Number 4. Look, half the candle has burnt away. Number 5. Jimmy and Sam are playing chess.
Number 听句子，选答语。你将听到五个句子，请根据句子内容选择恰当的答语，每个句子读两遍。
Number 6. Will Tony go camping with us next week?
Will Tony go camping with us next week?
Number 7. What day is it today, Betty?
What day is it today, Betty?
Number 8. It's raining. You'd better take an umbrella with you.
It's raining. You'd better take an umbrella with you.
Number 9. Dad, do you mind if I turn off the TV?
Dad, do you mind if I turn off the TV?
Number 10. I am not sure what present I should give to Susan for her birthday.
I am not sure what present I should give to Susan for her birthday.
三，听对话，选择最佳答案。你将听到三段对话，请根据对话内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案。每段对话读两遍。请听第一段对话， 回答第十一至十三小题。
Hi, Anna. What are you reading?
Hi, David. I am reading Emma and Jerry. Have you read it before?
No. Could you tell me about the book?
Well, there are 10 interesting stories about two friends. The book is especially written for students to learn English. Each story gets its own set of exercises in vocabulary, grammar, and writing.
Great. When do you usually read it?
I am busy with my schoolwork, so I can only read it at night before I sleep.
Maybe I will buy one for myself.
I can lend it to you this weekend. I will finish reading it soon.
Okay, I will borrow it from you then. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Hi, Anna. What are you reading?
Hi, David. I am reading Emma and Jerry. Have you read it before?
No. Could you tell me about the book?
Well, there are 10 interesting stories about two friends. The book is especially written for students to learn English. Each story gets its own set of exercises in vocabulary, grammar, and writing.
Great. When do you usually read it?
I am busy with my schoolwork, so I can only read it at night before I sleep.
Maybe I will buy one for myself.
I can lend it to you this weekend. I will finish reading it soon.
Okay, I will borrow it from you then. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
请听第二段对话，回答第十四至十六小题。
Hello, Kelly. This is Ben. Can I ask you something?
Sure. What's up?
What do you think is the right age to start having a mobile phone?
I think it depends. Perhaps about 15 when they go to high school.That's when my brother got his first mobile phone.
How old were you when you first got yours?
I was about 14. My parents went on business a lot at that time, so they bought me one to keep in touch with me. What about you?
I just got my first mobile phone recently. My friends all got one, and I wanted to talk to them online.But my parents always worry that I will spend too much time on it. They don't allow me to take it to school.
Neither do my parents. I think that's a good decision.
Okay, maybe you are right. Hello, Kelly. This is Ben. Can I ask you something?
Sure. What's up?
What do you think is the right age to start having a mobile phone?
I think it depends. Perhaps about 15 when they go to high school. That's when my brother got his first mobile phone.
How old were you when you first got yours?
I was about 14. My parents went on business a lot at that time, so they bought me one to keep in touch with me. What about you?
I just got my first mobile phone recently. My friends all got one, and I wanted to talk to them online. But my parents always worry that I will spend too much time on it. They don't allow me to take it to school.
Neither do my parents. I think that's a good decision.
Okay, maybe you are right.
请听第三段对话，回答第十七至二十小题。
Tom, what's your plan for the summer holiday?
I will visit my cousin. He has a farm in the countryside.
Is the farm big or small?
It is a big and nice one. He grows oranges, peaches, and grapes on the farm.
What are you going to do there?
I will help him pick fruits.
Sounds fun.
It really does. And the fruits are really delicious. I enjoy them very much.
Are they sold here?
No, they are sold in my hometown. But my cousin plans to send them to other cities in China and even abroad in the future.
Great. How long will you stay there?
For about half a month.
I hope you have a great time there.
Thanks.
Tom, what's your plan for the summer holiday?
I will visit my cousin. He has a farm in the countryside.
Is the farm big or small?
It is a big and nice one. He grows oranges, peaches, and grapes on the farm.
What are you going to do there?
I will help him pick fruits.
Sounds fun.
It really does. And the fruits are really delicious. I enjoy them very much.
Are they sold here?
No, they are sold in my hometown. But my cousin plans to send them to other cities in China and even abroad in the future.
Great. How long will you stay there?
For about half a month.
I hope you have a great time there.
Thanks.
四，听短文，选择最佳答案。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，选出每个问题的最佳答案。短文读两遍。
Stephen was a 20-year-old young man.He loved his grandma so much that he visited her once a month after he entered college. Every time he would get a new sweater from her grandma, even in summer. However, Stephen didn't like them, for they were too cute for a young man like him. His friends said he looked very funny in those sweaters. Stephen lived in a very small room with his classmate.There is no place for him to keep so many sweaters in it. One day, he gave all the sweaters away. He thought his grandma will never find out. But last weekend, his grandma suddenly visited him and asked about the sweaters. Stephen felt so sorry that he couldn't tell her the truth. He said, "Oh, grandma, the sweaters are so nice and warm that my friends buy all the sweaters from me."The next month, his grandma made him 4 more sweaters.
Stephen was a 20-year-old young man. He loved his grandma so much that he visited her once a month after he entered college. Every time, he would get a new sweater from her grandma, even in summer. However, Stephen didn't like them, for they were too cute for a young man like him.His friend said he looked very funny in those sweaters. Stephen lived in a very small room with his classmate. There is no place for him to keep so many sweaters in it. One day, he gave all the sweaters away. He thought his grandma will never find out. But last weekend, his grandma suddenly visited him and asked about the sweaters. Stephen felt so sorry that he couldn't tell her the truth. He said,Oh, Grandma, the sweaters are so nice and warm that my friends buy all the sweaters from me. Then the next month, his grandma made him 4 more sweaters.
Five. 听短文填信息。你将听到一篇短文，请根据短文内容，将所缺信息填入对应的横线上。 每空一词，短文读两遍。
Hello, everyone. Today I'm going to talk about small talk. Small talk is polite conversations about unimportant things. It often happens when people stand close at bus stops, wait in line, or in other situations in daily life. In fact, these short conversations are a good way for people to say hello and spread kindness. Such conversations usually include lots of topics, such as weather, sports, or the latest news. But you should always keep in mind that private questions should be avoided during these conversations. It's better to ask open-ended questions, which show you're really interested in their opinions and feel more comfortable to talk with you.
Hello, everyone. Today, I'm going to talk about small talk. Small talk is polite conversations about unimportant things. It often happens when people stand close at bus stops, wait in line, or in other situations in daily life. In fact, these short conversations are a good way for people to say hello and spread kindness. Such conversations usually include lots of topics, such as weather, sports, or the latest news. But you should always keep in mind that private questions should be avoided during these conversations. It's better to ask open-ended questions which show you're really interested in their opinions and feel more comfortable to talk with you.